You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. The way we live our life directly relates to how we feel about our life and what we actually say about our life. You know, a great tool, a great personal creation for our life, for your life, is a personally unique created life mantra. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people don't know what a life mantra is, and some people do. And so I'm sure that most of the listeners tonight know what a life mantra is. Have you created your own? Did you go with something that you found out? Or have you kind of been wondering what that's all about? And, you know, I came up with a daily life mantra a few years ago. And the reason why I came up with it is because I realized that we hear all this stuff every day. And every day we're told things, and every day we're told different stuff. And every day the news and the media tells you things. And every day your friends and your family tell you things. And ever since you were a child, you're told things. And it's interesting how a lot of times the things we're told, some of them are positive, some of them are negative. More of them are probably negative than positive. But we don't really create any really mindful, positive thoughts, creations, words that we live by, right? Because apparently we live by words. We hear that, the words we live by, okay? So what are the words that we actually live by? What is your personal mantra? And I've come up with a concept and an idea that I think everybody can employ and everybody can uniquely change a little bit for themselves to make work in their own life. You know, Bill, have you ever thought about creating a life mantra for yourself?
I have not, because maybe I'm not familiar with the term mantra, because if whenever I hear the word mantra, I think of this goofy guy in a robe and a long beard in the lotus position going,
you know, why does he have to be goofy?
Well, because, I guess you're, I don't know, that always seemed goofy to me.
Poor goofy man. Oh, I'm going to take you to like a temple sometime.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
So, but do I have to sit like, you know, like in the lotus position and,
we'll have to do some calisthenics and some stretching.
I'd have to stretch first. Otherwise I'll hurt myself.
Oh my God, I hurt myself. I have a joke for that. My dad, oh my gosh.
No, this is a family show.
This is a sidebar. Every time my dad would get in the car, this is back with my family, my parents were still married. Every time my dad would get back into his car after my mom had driven it and he forgot, because my mom's 4'9 and my dad's 6'4. And he'd get in and he goes, oh my God, I almost changed my sex.
I can relate, actually, because I'm 6'3" myself.
That's the humor of my father. Yeah. Yes, you know, I almost changed my sex today.
Yep. Oh, say, can you see?
That's exactly how it was. Yes, you can see how much they got along, too.
Well, if we're going to go to one of those places, give me some heads up so I can start growing a beard.
Ooh, you should grow a beard.
You know, and my hair.
And you should grow out your hair and your beard.
You know,
that would look good. You got this TV show coming up here. You can wear your hair all long. And yeah, I like it. Do it.
Okay, I will do it.
So let's talk about the daily mantra creation. And you know, a mantra is something that you write down. You write down certain texts and certain words in certain sentence patterns, right? And you do it daily. You say it and repeat it out loud daily. Because a mantra is to realize the truth. It's to remind you of your truth. It's your credo, your mantra, the reason for living, your life, what it means. And so, you know, it's kind of like your mission statement, right? And it's what you're going to do daily, and it's what matters daily. And so with a mantra, the only way that it works is to repeat it daily. And a lot of my clients that I work with, I create a mantra for, especially my coaching clients, when they get to that point where, you know, it's viably coaching and therapy, but it gets to a point where they really, really want to change. And normally when a person hires a coach or a therapist, for the most part, they really want to make changes in their life. And there's things that aren't working. And I think for everybody listening tonight, you might not need a therapist, you might not need a life coach, but there are things that could be better, or you could see things maybe a little better. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Maybe you might be able to process things and see your life in better light. So let's talk about what kind of mantra that we can all create to remind ourselves of truth. You know, the beginning of any mantra I always like to is an I am statement. An I am statement is a very critical statement. It's very formulated, it's very structured, and it's very strong. And in those terms, think about it, I am. So what would you want to be? I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, I'm Ashley Burgess, because what does that mean? It would be like, I am a source of love and light. Think about it that way. I am a source of love and light. Not darkness, not fear, not anger, not resentment, love and light. And so I think that we always want to start a mantra off with the obvious truth, and the truth that you're not going to hear on TV, and the truth that you're not going to hear in a lot of media, except for when our show comes on TV as soon as possible. But it's an I am a source of love and light. And I know that that might sound a little hokey for some people, but we're all parts of love. That's what we are. That's the most important emotion. Everything else is a byproduct of fear or hate. And hate's just a byproduct of fear again. And we are the source of love and light.
You sound like Yoda, by the way.
Oh, I do?
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate.
I love that. See? Perfect. I want to hang out with Yoda. I want Yoda to come on the show with us and hang out.
That would be very awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Call up George Lucas.
Wouldn't that be cool if Yoda was actually real?
That would be actually very cool.
I'm not just talking about the voice. I'm talking about just the real guy.
I would hang out with him.
I'll give him a little high chair.
I'd even learn a mantra for him.
Well, you'll learn what?
A mantra, whatever.
A mantra. Mantra.
Mantra.
Oh, you're a mantra.
That's
is
right.
That what it is?
A mantra.
You're a mantra.
That's right.
Womantra. Whoa, man. Whoa, man.
Why not?
She stole my heart and my cat. Oop. I just want to hold on that.
Wow. Okay.
I am a source of love and light. Okay, so what else would you want to talk about? You know, so the beginning of every mantra defines self. Okay, one of the next things is about frequency. I know a lot of people listening to tonight's show understands energy and honestly understands frequency. And so I would next come up with a concept of I resonate with the higher frequency. I resonate with the higher frequency. And you know, when you're around frequencies of low or kind of mildly low frequencies, you feel it. And normally that causes anger. Also, that can cause kind of resentment. There can be kind of a fight type feeling, a fearful type feeling. And it's interesting, a lot of times you have to realize when you're not around higher frequency. And a lot of people that, you know, talk about this frequency level is that higher frequency has to go find other higher frequency levels. Because usually the frequencies actually get along very well at the same level. And I think most people listening understand what I'm saying, because we've all had a friend that we really, really like. And we've known for a very long time. And there comes a time when their frequency or your frequency gets higher. It gets to a higher level of frequency. But their frequency doesn't change. Because I don't really think that anybody's frequency really gets lower. I think it's normally where it's at, unless there's like a lot of drug abuse or alcohol abuse. But I do believe that we can eventually rise our frequency. And as you raise these frequencies higher and higher and higher, it seems that your connection with people of lower frequency seems to break away. It seems to crumble. And you have a tendency of, you know, calling and probably having miscommunication, probably not getting communication, not getting each other on the phone, not seeing each other, not communicating. And when you do, it's probably a short little burst here and there. And it's usually going to be different timing. So your time's going to be off. Like, so, for example, Bill calls an old friend and leaves a message at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a break at work, right?
Okay.
And
which has happened.
Which happens. And they turn around and call you back at 12:45 a.m. in the morning to tell you that they got their message and, hey, how you doing?
And I would not be happy with that person.
Or they text you back at that time or the following day. But it's never at the time that you call. They're never available. And then once you do connect, there's not a lot in common. Okay, all of a sudden, even if it's been somebody that you've known over a period of time, the higher your frequency becomes, I think the less tolerable we are of lower frequencies. And it's not like a bad thing. Like, everybody's where they need to be at. And that's something I like to stress on this show is that, and I don't like to stress, actually, it's something I like to say on this show, is that everybody is exactly where they are. Emphasize.
Yes.
This is something I like to emphasize on this show. This is something Ashley likes to emphasize on the show. Yeah, emphasize is a good word. That's a good word. Let's go.
Say it again. Emphasize.
Emphasize.
There you go.
Emphasize.
You like to emphasize.
Emphasize. I'm going to emphasize my higher frequency.
That's my new mantra. I am emphasize.
I am emphasize. But at every level, in every way, I'm emphasizing.
I'm emphasizing.
Be careful with that one. Okay. I don't know. You got to be careful. Because our words are things. And it's interesting how our words do turn into things because we create them. With what we say, we create our future. We create our present tense. We create where we're at in our time. So if we realize that we are a source, we are the source. I am a source. I am a source of love and light. And we realize that we resonate with a higher frequency. Again, using the word I, resonate. With a higher frequency, not I am resonating or I'm trying to resonate. Okay, there's no trying in a mantra. By the way, there's no trying in life. What is trying to you? Okay,
again, this is Yoda coming out here.
Yeah, it means like I like
when do people or go, do not. There is no try.
Isn't that interesting? I like it when people always go, "I'm trying," and I go, "You are trying my nerves." Okay, you're pushing it all. You got every button right now because you are trying.
You are trying my patience.
See, that's exactly what trying is to me. Because I like when people go, "Well, I'm trying the best I can." Well, I go, "Well, you know, you trying is obviously not good enough." Okay, because I'm doing, I am, and that's the thing is that you're not trying to be a higher frequency. You are the higher frequency. I resonate with the higher frequency. So you know, you think about it that way, and I know that people that are listening tonight, our listeners, understand what that is. And I know that you're resonating in a higher frequency. And I know that you've had to make changes in your life based on the fact that some people aren't. I also understand that some people might actually be living with people that might not be communicating at the same frequency. And that can be very difficult. And this mantra can help them too if they will actually see it. And I know sometimes for people that resonate at higher frequencies, like you, you understand that it can be hard to show other people the answers. It can be hard to lead them even to water because they don't even know what water you're talking about. And so in these situations, having your mantra out on your mirror in your bathroom or on the kitchen, in the kitchen, or maybe on the refrigerator door, or maybe even in your car, they're eventually going to see it. You don't have to always show it to them. It's always better to kind of have that book that you always seem to have by you, but you never really shown it to them because their curiosity is always very interesting with people.
Yeah.
And it helps to raise their vibration. They might think it's funny. They might think it's corny. But some people actually might look at it and go, that's kind of interesting. Tell me more about it. And if you are dealing with someone with a lower frequency in your family, you know, you really need to figure out what's that all about. I mean, if it's a relative, if it's a child, you know, maybe seeking some help as far as to really work with each other and showing maybe some of the answers to these questions could be helpful, as well as helping them create their own mantra. So when we return, we're going to talk about more of how you can create a daily mantra for yourself that can really help you see your life in better terms. So stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. The way we live our life directly relates to how we feel about our life and what we actually say about our life. You know, a great tool, a great personal creation for our life, for your life, is a personally unique created life mantra. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people don't know what a life mantra is, and some people do. And so I'm sure that most of the listeners tonight know what a life mantra is. Have you created your own? Did you go with something that you found out? Or have you kind of been wondering what that's all about? And, you know, I came up with a daily life mantra a few years ago. And the reason why I came up with it is because I realized that we hear all this stuff every day, and every day we're told things, and every day we're told different stuff, and every day the news and the media tells you things, and every day your friends and your family tell you things, and ever since you were a child, you're told things. And it's interesting how a lot of times the things we're told, some of them are positive, some of them are negative, more of them are probably negative than positive, but we don't really create any really mindful, positive thoughts. Creations, words that we live by, right? Because apparently we live by words. We hear that, the words we live by, okay? So what are the words that we actually live by? What is your personal mantra? And I've come up with a concept and an idea that I think everybody can employ and everybody can uniquely change a little bit for themselves to make work in their own life. You know, Bill, have you ever thought about creating a life mantra for yourself?
I have not, because maybe I'm not familiar with the term mantra, because whenever I hear the word mantra, I think of this goofy guy in a robe and a long beard in the lotus position going,
you know, why does he have to be goofy?
Well, because, I guess you're, I don't know. They always seem goofy to me.
Poor goofy man. Oh, I'm going to take you to like a temple sometime.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
So, but do I have to sit like, you know, like in the lotus position and,
we'll have to do some calisthenics and some stretching.
I was going to say, I mean, I'd have to stretch first. Otherwise, I'll hurt myself.
Oh my God, I hurt myself. I have a joke for that. My dad, oh my gosh.
No, this is a family show.
This is a sidebar. Every time my dad would get in the car, this is back when my parents were still married. Every time my dad would get back into his car after my mom had driven it and he forgot, because my mom's 4'9 and my dad's 6'4. And he'd get in, he goes, oh my God, I almost changed my sex.
I can relate, actually, because I'm 6'3" myself.
That's the humor of my father. Yeah. Yes, you know, I almost changed my sex today.
Yep. Oh, say, can you see?
That's exactly how it was. Yes, you can see how much they got along, too.
Well, if we're going to go to one of those places, give me some heads up so I can start growing a beard.
Ooh, you should grow a beard.
You know, and my hair.
You should grow out your hair and your beard.
You know,
that would look good. You got this TV show coming up here. You can wear your hair all long. I like it. Do it.
Okay, I will do it.
So let's talk about the daily mantra creation. And, you know, a mantra is something that you write down. You write down certain texts and certain words in certain sentence patterns, right? And you do it daily. You say it and repeat it out loud daily. Because a mantra is to realize the truth. It's to remind you of your truth. It's your credo, your mantra, the reason for living, your life, what it means. And so, you know, it's kind of like your mission statement, right? And it's what you're going to do daily, and it's what matters daily. And so with a mantra, the only way that it works is to repeat it daily. And a lot of my clients that I work with, I create a mantra for, especially my coaching clients, when they get to that point where, you know, coaching is viably coaching and therapy, but it gets to a point where they really, really want to change. And normally when a person hires a coach or a therapist, for the most part, they really want to make changes in their life. And there's things that aren't working. And I think for everybody listening tonight, you might not need a therapist. You might not need a life coach, but there are things that could be better, or you could see things maybe a little better. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Maybe you might be able to process things and see your life in better light. So let's talk about what kind of mantra that we can all create to remind ourselves of truth. You know, the beginning of any mantra I always like to is an I am statement. An I am statement is a very critical statement. It's very formulated, it's very structured, and it's very strong. And in those terms, think about it. I am. So what would you want to be? I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, I'm Ashley Burgess, because what does that mean? It would be like, I am a source of love and light. Think about it that way. I am a source of love and light. Not darkness, not fear, not anger, not resentment, love and light. And so I think that we always want to start a mantra off with the obvious truth, and the truth that you're not going to hear on TV, and the truth that you're not going to hear in a lot of media, except for when our show comes on TV as soon as possible. But it's an I am a source of love and light. And I know that might sound a little hokey for some people, but we're all parts of love. That's what we are. That's the most important emotion. Everything else is a byproduct of fear or hate. And hate's just a byproduct of fear again. And we are the source of love and light.
You sound like Yoda, by the way.
Oh, I do?
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate.
I love that. See? Perfect. I want to hang out with Yoda. Mm-hmm. I want Yoda to come on the show with us and hang out.
That would be very awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Call up George Lucas.
Wouldn't that be cool if Yoda was actually real?
That would be actually very cool.
I'm not just talking about the voice. I'm talking about just the real guy.
I would hang out with him.
I'll give him a little high chair.
I'd even learn a mantra for him.
Well, you'll learn what?
A mantra, whatever.
A mantra.
Mantra.
Mantra. Oh, you're a mantra.
That's
is that
right.
What it is?
A mantra.
You're a mantra.
That's right.
Womantra. Whoa, man. Whoa, man.
Why not?
She stole my heart and my cat. Ooh. I just want to love that.
Wow. Okay.
I am a source of love and light. Okay, so what else would you want to talk about? You know, so the beginning of every mantra defines self. Okay, one of the next things is about frequency. I know a lot of people listening to tonight's show understands energy and honestly understands frequency. And so I would next come up with a concept of I resonate with the higher frequency. I resonate with the higher frequency. And you know, when you're around frequencies of low or kind of mildly low frequencies, you feel it. And normally that causes anger. Also, that can cause kind of resentment. There can be kind of a fight type feeling, a fearful type feeling. And it's interesting, a lot of times you have to realize when you're not around higher frequency. And a lot of people that, you know, talk about this frequency level is that higher frequency has to go find other higher frequency levels. Because usually the frequencies actually get along very well at the same level. And I think most people listening understand what I'm saying, because we've all had a friend that we really, really like. And we've known for a very long time. And there comes a time when their frequency or your frequency gets higher. It gets to a higher level of frequency. But their frequency doesn't change. Because I don't really think that anybody's frequency really gets lower. I think it's normally where it's at, unless there's like a lot of drug abuse or alcohol abuse. But I do believe that we can eventually rise our frequency. And as you raise these frequencies higher and higher and higher, it seems that your connection with people of lower frequency seems to break away. It seems to crumble. And you have a tendency of, you know, calling and probably having miscommunication, probably not getting communication, not getting each other on the phone, not seeing each other, not communicating. And when you do, it's probably short little burst here and there. And it's usually going to be different timing. So your time's going to be off. Like, so for example, Bill calls an old friend and leaves a message at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a break at work, right?
Okay.
And
which has happened.
Which happens. And they turn around and call you back at 12:45 a.m. in the morning to tell you that they got their message and, hey, how you doing?
And I would not be happy with that person.
Or they text you back at that time or the following day. But it's never at the time that you call. They're never available. And then once you do connect, there's not a lot in common. Okay, all of a sudden, even if it's been somebody that you've known over a period of time, the higher your frequency becomes, I think the less tolerable we are of lower frequencies. And it's not like a bad thing. Like, everybody's where they need to be at. And that's something I like to stress on this show is that, and I don't like to stress, actually, it's something I like to say on this show, is that everybody is exactly where they are. Emphasize.
Yes.
This is something I like to emphasize on this show. This is something Ashley likes to emphasize on the show. Yeah, emphasize is a good word. That's a good word. Let's go.
Say it again. Emphasize.
Emphasize.
There you go.
Emphasize.
You like to emphasize.
Emphasize. I'm going to emphasize my higher frequency.
That's my new mantra. I am emphasize.
I am emphasize. But at every level. In every way, I'm emphasizing.
I'm emphasizing.
Be careful with that one. I don't know. You got to be careful. Because our words are things. And it's interesting how our words do turn into things because we create them. With what we say, we create our future. We create our present tense. We create where we're at in our time. So if we realize that we are a source, we are the source. I am a source. I am a source of love and light. And we realize that we resonate with a higher frequency. Again, using the word I resonate with a higher frequency, not I am resonating or I'm trying to resonate. Okay, there's no trying in a mantra. By the way, there's no trying in life. What is trying to you? Okay,
again, this is Yoda coming out here.
Yeah, it means like I like
do or do not. There is no try.
Isn't that interesting? I like it when people always go, "I'm trying," and I go, "You are trying my nerves." Okay, you're pushing it all. You got every button right now because you are trying.
You are trying my patience.
See, that's exactly what trying is to me. Because I like when people go, "Well, I'm trying the best I can." Well, I go, "Well, you know, you trying is obviously not good enough." Okay, because I'm doing. I am, and that's the thing is that you're not trying to be a higher frequency. You are the higher frequency. I resonate with the higher frequency. So, you know, you think about it that way, and I know that people that are listening tonight, our listeners, understand what that is. And I know that you're resonating in a higher frequency, and I know that you've had to make changes in your life based on the fact that some people aren't. I also understand that some people might actually be living with people that might not be communicating at the same frequency. And that can be very difficult. And this mantra can help them too if they will actually see it. And I know sometimes for people that resonate at higher frequencies, like you, you understand that it can be hard to show other people the answers. It can be hard to lead them even to water because they don't even know what water you're talking about. And so in these situations, having your mantra out on your mirror in your bathroom or on the kitchen, in the kitchen, or maybe on the refrigerator door, or maybe even in your car, they're eventually going to see it. You don't have to always show it to them. It's always better to kind of have that book that you always seem to have by you, but you never really shown it to them, because their curiosity is always very interesting with people.
Yeah.
And it helps to raise their vibration. They might think it's funny. They might think it's corny. But some people actually might look at it and go, that's kind of interesting. Tell me more about it. And if you are dealing with someone with a lower frequency in your family, you know, you really need to figure out what's that all about. I mean, if it's a relative, if it's a child, you know, maybe seeking some help as far as to really work with each other and showing maybe some of the answers to these questions could be helpful, as well as helping them create their own mantra. So when we return, we're going to talk about more of how you can create a daily mantra for yourself that can really help you see your life in better terms. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, tonight we're talking about how the way we live our life directly relates to how we feel about our life and what we say about our life. You know, when we create a daily mantra for ourselves as both unique and individual to who we are, it allows us to remind ourselves who we are and what the truth is of our life. What is our truth? And a mantra is basically a written out truth, a doctrine, you might say, of your life. And you can make changes to it at any time. And right before the break, we were talking about, you know, the concept, I guess that would be sentence 5. I eat clean foods to fuel my temple, my body daily. And I think that's interesting. And so let's talk about the water concept. We were talking about at least drinking, start drinking at least 33 ounces of water a day, graduating up to 64 ounces, and then eventually taking your weight and dividing it by 2 and realizing that when you take that number and you make it into ounces, that's how many ounces you should drink a day. As well as regulating caffeine intake and also regulating your social media intake. I think for some people listening tonight, they probably won't have an issue with that, but some of the youngsters out there do, because you're so involved in seeing what everybody else is doing, so involved in what is going on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, that it can override your
life. Or all the
above
at the same time.
Exactly.
Which is the way it usually is with the kids nowadays.
Oh, yeah, and it's overwhelming. I've gotten into that cycle where you wake up and you look at it, and you go to bed and you look at it. The worst times in the world you can be looking at it is right then. And you're looking at it and you're seeing all the things that, you know, oh, well, my life's not like that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, you know, oh, that must be nice for them, you know. And then you start getting all down on your life. It takes you all off course. It really does.
And so are you saying that the grass isn't necessarily always greener?
I would definitely say that.
You know, I bet you there's some...
I would definitely emphasize that.
You would emphasize it? And I bet you there's some videos on a certain YouTube channel that...
What channel would that be?
I bet that would be the Ashley Burgess YouTube channel.
Well, there you go. I like that channel. The Ashley Burgess YouTube channel. The Ashley Burgess Emphasize Ashley Burgess YouTube channel. It's a good channel.
That's our shameless plug segment for tonight.
That wasn't even that shameless on my part.
I was going to say, it's not. And by the way, Spreaker.
That might have been a little shameful.
Spreaker, iTunes, and AshleyBurgess.com for previous episodes of Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, which this is a momentous occasion. I mean, I know we're halfway through the show. You got a lot of stuff to cover, but did you realize this is our 200th?
Wow!
Of Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Oh my gosh!
Cue heavenly music.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Ooh, I can't believe it's been 200.
I know.
Wow!
And they don't sound a day over 85.
You don't sound a day over 85, Ashley. Be happy. Yes. No, that's amazing. I can't believe we're at 200. It means that we're doing something right.
We are doing something right.
Our mantra, 200 is good.
200.
500 would be better.
I was going to say, 200 is done. Look out, 500.
Oh, my Lord. Yes. Breathe in, breathe out there, Bill. We'll make it through, I swear. It won't get any harder. Hopefully, it'll get easier. I don't know if I can say that, but that might be true. It might not be true at all.
Well, we'll just make that our mantra.
Our mantra.
Our mantra.
Easy, steady as it goes.
Your mantra, my mantra.
Your mantra, my right. Wool mantra.
Yes.
My wool mantra, your mantra. Whoa, mantra. Your mantra. I like that. Okay, cool. I'm just going to emphasize, whoa, mantra. So, yeah, so my body is a vessel, and my temple is pure and light. I eat clean foods to fuel my temple daily. Knowing alcohol does not fuel my temple, I regulate my intake and understand the proper diet that makes me light and pure. Okay, I added that in there for everybody listening that has a tendency of maybe just over drinking a little bit of the wine or the alcohol.
Demon rum.
The demon rum.
Yeah.
That's right. Is that your demon?
Well, not rum specifically, but alcohol in general.
The demon. Yeah, and alcohol, a lot of times we have to realize, you know, it's full of sugars. It's full of sugars.
Which is why people have beer bellies.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it turns into weight gain. And people don't realize, they look at their calorie intake, but they don't think about their alcohol. And so they go willy-nilly on the alcohol.
And by the way, just because it says light beer doesn't mean you can drink more of it to get the same effect.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, yeah.
Or ultra premium or whatever the heck they got going on now.
Let's have 7 ultralights and then we'll go here. Isn't that true? People go crazy on it.
Yeah.
And because I think a lot of it too is go get something that if you're wanting a buzz or you're wanting something like that, go get something that you're going to get a buzz off of. Don't try to drink 15 beers and figure it out. You're just going to waterlog yourself. I think you're just going to
waterlog. And just getting up just as drunk.
Or, yeah, and it's definitely not helping you. It's definitely not creating a healthy body, you know?
Right.
So we got to regulate the intake and understand the proper diet that makes me light and pure. So just realize that. Begin to acknowledge how much alcohol you're actually drinking. Begin to acknowledge when you're drinking and how late you're drinking and how much you're drinking. And a lot of times this will all, as we write the mantra and as you create it and use it on a daily basis, you will actually start to regulate yourself in a really cool way. You'll be very proud of yourself because you'll start seeing things the way they are. And it's not like you're being, you know, like the strict mom. It's like you're doing this because you really care about your body. And you care about getting to that next level of clarity, because we can't be clear-minded and we can't have this next level thinking if we have drugs or alcohol or prescription drugs, even in that matter, getting in the way of how our soul and mind and body and heart work. And those are things that need to be acknowledged. You know, the next part of this is that I serve a genuine purpose on Mother Earth. And a lot of times people don't understand their purpose. They don't realize what they're doing. They don't realize why they're here. And so this statement alone severs the issues of not knowing and being here for no reason. I serve a genuine purpose on Mother Earth. It doesn't say what purpose you serve. It says that you serve a genuine purpose, okay? And so if you haven't figured out maybe necessarily your exact purpose in life, it will come. Because as you say, I serve a genuine purpose on Mother Earth, meaning that the purpose will come to you and you'll be doing the purpose eventually. And then you'll eventually realize, oh, so it's almost like putting the cart in front of the horse, but it actually works. Okay? Because you're acknowledging the fact that you're already serving a genuine purpose. And that's mostly for true that a lot of people don't realize what they have and what's going on in their life. They don't really, they can't figure it out. They can't see it from a distance enough to understand what's going on. We can see it in other people's lives, but we don't see it in our
own. Well, and the reason being, of course, is, no pun intended, perspective, okay? It's hard to see the forest for the trees because,
true.
You know, that tree is just like literally right in front of you. And that is, you know, your world, your perspective at that moment in time. And I think you have to make a conscious decision to take a step or two back to gain that perspective. You can see that forest and you can see, you know, that issue, you know, that's confronting you like you can for your friends or whoever. And of course, you know, that's way easier said than done, which is why people like Ashley are here.
God bless you. I love that. Yeah, and so that's the thing. It's awesome. And it's true. It's all about perspective. How far away are you from seeing something? How close are you to seeing something? And it's so important because we all serve a genuine purpose. We all have a purpose for being here. And once we realize that and we stop questioning that, we can move forward. It's like you don't sit there and wake up. For every woman listening right now doesn't wake up in the morning and go, oh, am I a woman? I think I'm a woman. Oh, God, I'm a woman, right? I mean, like, you don't question the things that are just like part of you, right?
Right.
But, you know, questioning that you have a purpose is like questioning your sex. Okay, you have a purpose, but why do you question what it is? Acknowledge the fact that you have it and move on. You know, acknowledging the fact that I know that I'm a woman, I wake up. I'm not worried about that. I look down. I realize I have two boobs. Okay. Yeah. I got that going on. I'm not going over there doing, you know, check. You know, I'm not doing like roll call every morning. Okay. Two boobs. Check, check. You know, got this. Okay. Got that part. Check. Okay. Yeah. I'm a woman. No. I mean, that's like checking for the purpose every day.
Right. Right.
What happens? You start wondering, do I have a purpose? Oh, God. Oh, God, I hope my purpose is good. Oh, what is it? What could it be? Oh, God, I don't even know what it is. And so you start questioning yourself to the point where you don't get it anymore. And so just accept the fact that you serve a genuine purpose on Mother Earth. And the next part would be, I'm here to carry forth my purpose of being true to myself and my soul's journey. Real quick, I'm here to carry forth my purpose of being true to myself in my soul's journey. Meaning, I'm here on Mother Earth. We just said that, right? And we're here to carry forth your purpose, my purpose, of being true to myself in my soul's journey. So I have a journey. I have a soul's journey. I'm here to be true about it. I'm on purpose. I'm on point. I'm on Mother Earth. That's just clarifying where you are and what you're doing. And these are real easy, noun, verb kind of conjugation here. I mean, this is just saying, these are the reality. This is what, this is your truth. This is your mantra. This is your reality. When you're writing reality like this and you're writing truth, you have to write it exactly as it is true. You know, not adding and not subtracting. This is exactly the way it's true. And these parts of this mantra is true for everybody listening right now. The way you craft it exactly might be different, and you might actually add in different parts that really resonate with you. But what I'm talking about is I'm creating the shell for you of a mantra, a really good solid shell that you can add maybe one or two more unique statements in there to make it yours. That's all it is. So, I mean, it's really easy. It's really easy, and it's not easier said than done. It's already been said, therefore it's done, okay? So the next thing is, I embark on my true and higher purpose. I have honest direction and belief in the source and believe in myself. As I embark on my true and higher purpose, I have honest direction and belief in the source and belief in myself. So as you embark on your true and higher purpose, because you already know you have a purpose and you're here to carry it forth. So as you're embarking on it, you have real and honest direction. You're doing this without blinders on. You're doing this with truth and honesty. And you believe in yourself. And you believe in the source, because we've already talked about how you are the source in the very beginning, correct? I am a source of love and life. So I have honest direction and belief in the source, meaning you have belief in you and belief in the higher source. So there you go. So that's what we're talking about, is that it all works out. And as we create that mantra and you write down these sentences and then you repeat those on a daily basis, eventually they will become, part of your consciousness. You will believe in them. You'll actualize in them. You'll actually create this as a reality. And that's what's so interesting about it. No matter how good or bad, whatever is repeated to you, you will intake and you will live by. That's why Geico does so well with their sales, okay? If I hear another Geico commercial in one day.
But it's that jingle, regardless of Geico, whoever it is, that jingle just gets in your head.
Oh, yeah, or the ones where they actually have the commercials that they leave out half of it, so it's almost like you're at a rock concert, mm-hmm. where they're like, all night, so they leave out the all night long, and then they actually move the microphones to the audience so that the audience has to go, all night yeah. long, because right. we already know the words, right? It's like, that's what they're doing on those commercials now. You know that, right?
Yeah.
They leave off the 10%, 15% or more. Say 15% or more. They just say, no. And you catch yourself going, say 15% or more. Yeah. Like, no.
It's like, darn it, I'm part of the machine now.
They've got to me. They've figured me out.
They have.
And so that's what we're talking about in the mantra. Eventually, you're going to get to that point where you remember it. But don't, but read it and use that as a source of your unique, honest truth. When we return, we're going to sum up all this. We're going to put it all together in a nice Tiffany's box and make this your reality. Stay tuned, because Perspectives, your host, me, Ashley Burgess, be back in two shakes. I can lift you up.
I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. The way we live our life directly relates to how we feel about our life, and what we say about our life is very true and very important. You know, when we create this mantra, I call it a tool or a personal creation for our life that is personally unique and actually creates our life and helps it unfold. You know, when we follow a mantra daily and repeat what is in the mantra out loud and repeat it often to remind ourselves of the truth, guess what? Our life unfolds like a flower. You know, the I am a source of love and light. I resonate with a higher frequency. What does not resonate with my higher frequency will move away from me for my good and my higher self. My body is a vessel, a temple, and my temple is pure and light. I eat clean foods to fuel my temple daily. Knowing alcohol does not fuel my temple, I regulate my intake and understand the proper diet that makes me light and pure. I serve a genuine purpose on Mother Earth. I'm here to carry forth my purpose to being true to myself in my soul's journey. And as I embark on my true and higher purpose, I have honest direction and belief in the source and belief in myself. You know, this is very interesting stuff if you think about it, because you're creating a life of luxury, actually. It's just like the mantra, the top 24 karat gold mantra, where everything turns out very well. And that's how we create a good life, is that we know that we are living a good life. We know that we are capable and we are doing it. We're not trying. We're not hoping. You know, we're not thinking about it. We're doing it. We're in it. We're actually in the process. And a lot of times we need to begin our days looking in that mirror and actually smiling. You know, sometimes we wake up with that frown on, or we've had a difficult time lately. And just by getting in the mirror and smiling, and you have to really continue to smile at yourself, and you have to realize it's real. And I know a lot of people might think like it's stupid. And people might think that they're weird, but remember, it's just your bathroom and it's by yourself. So nobody's watching, unless you might have one of those curved Samsung TVs where everybody's watching.
Or you have a glass bathroom or something
where everybody's
like that.
Watching you, you know, where the government is trying to find out what you're doing by that smile. No, honestly, quit thinking about the concept of that. Just keep smiling. And as you smile, a real sincere smile, eventually your conscience will resonate with that. It might take a few minutes. And you will become lighter, and you will feel as though a weight is lifted off of your shoulders. You know, have you ever done that, Bill?
I have.
It work for you?
It does work, actually, because, you know, when you're stressed and you're frowning and, your muscles, I mean, nothing exists in a vacuum. Your physical reactions and your emotional reactions tie into each other, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, when you're feeling all stressed out or angry or whatever, your body physically tenses up.
It does.
You know, I mean, and it's a physiological reaction. And so, you know, when you just kind of let it go and you smile and you get in a good mood again, you know, your body detenses.
It totally does.
Physically. And so literally that's what they mean. The weight of the world is off your shoulders. That's literally true.
That's so true. That is so true. Good words to live by. I'm glad that you emphasize that.
I emphasize it very much.
See, that's my word now. It's like my word of the show is emphasized today.
Dear God, what have I done?
I know exactly. Ask again. So every minute of the day, I focus on my breathing, and I breathe in through my nose and deep breaths. I realize my breaths are deep because I count in my head. So as you breathe in, you want to breathe in and you want to count when you're beginning to do these breathing exercises, and realize that you're breathing in for at least 6 seconds per incoming breath. Otherwise, you're taking too shallow of breaths. Which, if you think about it, you'll start realizing, man, I have had a lot of headaches lately. I haven't felt very good. I might be feeling a little lightheaded. I might just not be feeling good at all. When you're taking really shallow breaths in, you're not getting oxygen to your brain. Your brain's being, you know, like, starved from oxygen.
That's right.
Right? And so it's like dying over there. And when you're not taking those deep breaths, you're having problems. So I breathe out every breath slowly, and I breathe out every breath with meaning. Breathe in the good. Let out the negative. Let out the overcoming, overwhelming type feelings that might have you stressed out. And also think about working out and getting some exercise in. You know, I work out as many days as possible a week, and I realize I love working out, and it's a big part of my life. Think about that, because that's what's so important, is that a lot of times we let things get in the way of being healthy because it's either convenient or we feel like it's necessary. And so sit back and realize, once you begin this mantra, I think some things might be changing in your life about the way that you live, meaning that you probably will begin to take better care of yourself. Because as you read that and you continue to repeat that, it becomes real. It is your truth.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you have to live by your truth, okay? And as you live by your truth, you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to look a lot better. You're going to do the right thing.
Right.
You know, and I understand how it's been. I've been there before where, I'll have a few more drinks, or I won't go work out, or I'm not really taking care of myself. It doesn't get me very far. I might have a little bit of fun.
In fact, you take a few steps backward.
You do.
Yeah.
Because you'll end up in the bed. You'll end up in bed going, oh, crap.
You know, it has to be said, you know, inertia is one of the most powerful forces in the universe, okay? Newton's third law of motion, okay? So if you get started, and here's Yoda again for you, Ashley. You know, once you start down the dark path, you know, it may not forever dominate your destiny, but it's awfully hard to, you know, reverse the momentum.
You're right about that. It's like with an addiction, a habit.
Yeah.
I mean, bad habits take about 2 weeks to form. And good habits take about 4 weeks to create.
Okay.
And if you think about it, a good habit would be, okay, you start working out.
Right.
And you have to get over that hump. There's a hump that's going to happen. You're going to, like, for the first few days, you're going to be like, this is great. As long as you don't hurt yourself at the gym and don't go crazy. However, if you take it slow and steady, or moderate and steady, talked about this on another show before, you know, about how, you know, the way we drive is similar to our personality and how we live our life. But however, if you take the workout slow or moderate and steady, you're going to hit, like, day six, day seven, you're going to not want to work out.
And I can attest to that from personal experience. I'm in a rut right now, physical wise, you know, exercise wise. I had an injury last year, and I got off my exercise routine. I just never did get back on it.
You never did.
This happened, that happened, and you know, of course, it's partly my fault. I made excuses, you know, and just before I know it, I just never did get back in the habit
of working out.
And, you know, some positive things that happened in my life recently. And my intention is to make the time to do just that.
Yeah. And so, I'll help you work with that too, Bill.
Because, well, I need it.
Yeah.
I need it.
I'll help you. I'll be an accountability partner with you. I mean, sometimes you need an accountability partner, you know, and it's like working out is so fundamental. But once you hit that, you're going to hit a wall. And what's going to happen is that you're going to try to resist doing that. You're going to try to resist working out. And I always think it's funny. My body always likes to resist it on the weekends. I work out during the week fine. And then on the weekends, I'm like, I don't need it.
Because I think it's kind of a mental thing, isn't it? It's like, the weekend's here.
Yeah, I don't need it.
I can rest now.
And then I feel like crap, though. It's like funny. I have a hard time sleeping, or I'm too sleepy. You know, I haven't, right when I get that exercise, it's like, why haven't I done this all? I mean, why have I waited?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in a crass mood all weekend. You know what I mean? All I needed to go was when I got in there to the gym, I mean, I wanted to like knock someone out. You know what I'm saying?
And I think maybe too, our deficit of exercise. I think a lot of people, including me, whenever we hear the word exercise, you know, we automatically associate, you know, sweating and, you know, pushing yourself to the limit. And, you know, you got to, you know, really exert yourself and almost kill yourself. But, you know, just a moderate amount of exercise, you know, just go for a walk in the park.
Do something.
You know?
Do something. Work out.
Go for a bike ride. You know, it doesn't, you know, go play pickup basketball.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, you don't have to, you know, do a, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger weightlifting routine.
And even if you do work out at the gym like I do most of the time, I mean, go at your own pace. I mean, nobody's going to give you an award for beating yourself up. And you know what? No one's going to give you an award for being laid out in bed for 3 weeks. Nobody's going to give you an award because you had to get back surgery. Nobody's going to give you an award because you had to have your knee plate replaced because you blew your knee out. I mean, think about it in that regime and understand that there's certain things in life that you might be better at than others, but also realize that everything is about moderation. And realize, too, that if you're hating your routine that you're doing right now or you're not liking it, figure out what you do like and do that. Quit doing what you hate and do what you love. And there's always ways of being fit and trim and healthy and happy when you're doing what you love. You know, also, lastly but not least, I realize that a lot of people have a lot of stress in their life, and sometimes things can seem very down and very depressed. So when things seem down, realize you are involved in a much deeper plan. Okay? When things seem down, realize you're involved in a much deeper plan. A plan that was decided prior to your arrival on Mother Earth. You are a valuable person with value to offer both inside and out. Don't forget about your higher self. Your higher self loves you. You're a beautiful man or woman just like you are, and you do not need to take negative from others. So think about that. I mean, the next time you find yourself in a situation that causes you stress and pain, realize that you can offset that, stand backwards, and allow yourself to be. You know, realize that you resonate with a higher frequency. And I think as long as you continue to resonate at a higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher frequency, the draining and the negative will go away, because guess what? You will push it away. It's just the way it is. You will push it away, or they will remove themselves from you, because you will no longer resonate on their frequency. When people don't get other people, guess what? They go find people that get them.
Okay? Birds of a feather.
Right. They go find someone that understands them, or somebody that will cater to them, or somebody that will suck up to them. Okay. If you're not willing to suck up or cater to them, then they're going to walk away. You know, you are a source of love and light. I am a source of love and light. And when we say that, we are. And realize what that means. Love is the only real true emotion. Light is the only true truthful serum. There is no darkness in light. When we shine light on something, it is no longer dark. It is clarified. It is honest. It is clarified, and it is true. So as you create this mantra, your personal unique mantra, you know, I like to do it like I like to write it down on a piece of paper, and then I kind of organize my thoughts, and then I type it on the computer. And I'll type it on the computer, and then I'll print it out, and I'll print out a copy, and I'll put one maybe on the mirror in my bathroom. I might have one in the car, and I'll definitely keep one in, like, your day timer or your planner or on your desk at work. So think about that, because that really puts it into perspective, because if you're repeating this stuff 2 to 3 times a day, it's going to be memory, it's going to be conscious living, and it's going to become your truth, because words are very strong, and when we read them, and when they are interpreted correctly, because there is these sentences are not left to interpretation at all. They are direct. They are direct, truthful comments. At that point in time, it becomes your truth and your mantra. So as long as you understand that, Bill's going to keep his mantra. I'm going to keep my womtra.
That's right.
My whoa mantra.
My mantra in my man cave.
My whoa mantra. And in the meantime, create your own mantra. Write in some unique stuff and see what happens. Try it for over a month and you're going to be absolutely delighted. We have a great show for you tomorrow, and Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in 3 shakes.